Yud Aleph Kislev, Thursday the 18th of November, Rabbi Alexander Gerber, Yom Kippur, Shechal, V'Shabbos.
I heard a very interesting shayla. Maybe if anybody has a suggestion what to do, but I have a very interesting shayla. The din is, we all know, Yom Kippur, which is Chal on Shabbos, so that Shabbos, we miss the three sugars of Shabbos. Right? We don't eat on Shabbos, which falls on Yom Kippur, everybody knows that. So I have a rayon, an eitzah, to get away with at least one Suda. Be Mekabel Shabbos early, and eat Suda Shabbos, and then after you be Mekabel Shabbos early, then be Mekabel Yom Kippur. So at least I can get away with one Suda. The Shaila is if it's Shaila to do such a thing or not. Shaila is what? How do we work out the Shaila? What do we do with the Shaila? There's a big Machlokes Achronim. What happens for a person who eats on Yom Kippur, is a Choyla or a child, does he make Kiddush or not? Person eats on Yom Kippur, does he make Kiddush? The Achronim bring down, there are those who hold, you do make Kiddush. Person eats on Yom Kippur, a child or adult who's nebuch sick, has to break his harness, he makes Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Kivega brings B'Shem the Chacham Tzvi, who says, that the mice of the din is, that because when a person eats on Yom Kippur, Chazal made Yom Kippur kechoy, they gave him a din of choy, therefore a person who eats on Yom Kippur, doesn't make Kiddush. That's what Kivega brings B'Shem Lecham Tzvi. The way Chazal were matzeh, a person who has to eat Yom Kippur, is by making it kechol, making it like a regular weekday. Whatever that means, the gedder of what the Lecham Tzvi is saying, but they gave it a din of choy. Says Rabbi Kivega, he's got a moedik enough gemina. What's going to happen? Yom Kippur which falls on Shabbos. Yom Kippur which falls on Shabbos. Enoch Hanami. From the part of Yom Kippur, you're not going to have to make Kiddush, because asur kechol. But on Din Shabbos, you're going to have to come along and make Kiddush. That's Rabbi Kivega's Chiddush Lefi the Chacham Tzvi. Comes along the Oy Sameach. The Oy Sameach says a beautiful vot. Mamash a beautiful vot. Oy Sameach says like this. Oy Sameach says a couple of Yisraelis. He says the first Yisrael is, person has to understand, what's the reason why you don't make Kiddush and Yom Kippur? First he's Cholik Rabbi Kivega. He says like this. Normally on Shabbos, we have 39 melachos. As we know, 39 melachos, I'm not allowed to do 39 melachos. Says the Sameach, on Yom Kippur, there's 40 melachos. Most of 40 melachos. The Issa melacha, the Issa achila, not to eat, is not just an inuy on Yom Kippur, one of the chamesh inuyim, even though it is, but it's also a melacha. Part of the Kedusha Sayyim is to rest from eating. That means normally, we rest from doing melachos on Shabbos, but we eat as faket, a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, the Torah is moisif, another melacha, that lechoyah, there's an Issa achila as well on Yom Kippur. That's the first Issa. Says the Oy Sameach. Therefore, you're going to come along and tell me to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur when a person eats a regular Yom Kippur. A regular Yom Kippur which a person is going to eat, lechoyah, you can't say make Kiddush. Why? Because on Shabbos we make Kiddush, we're being mekadosh the Yom with my achila. My Kedushas HaYoyim is, by eating, I bring the Kaddish Yoyim, I make a Brei Pirag Ofen and all the rest of it. That's a chedek of the Kedushas HaYoyim on Shabbos. But Yom Kippur, where the Kedushas HaYoyim is not to eat, if you're going to come along and say, eat and make Kiddush, that's a steer to the Kedushas HaYoyim. That's the first thing the Oy Sameach says. The second thing the Oy Sameach says, is there's a Gemara in Zvachim, a famous Gemara. The Gemara's got a Shaila. Todi v'kodosh ma'kodim. Something which is Todi, happens often, and something which is Kodosh, which is not so happening so often. Which has precedence? So the Gemara says, bring a raya for a Brei Pirag Ofen on Shabbos. We first say Brei Pirag Ofen, and then we make Kedusha Sayoy. Says the Gemara, Brei Pirag Ofen, the Shabbos, Kodeshu. What's the pshat? So the Brisker of Oy Sameach will say the same vot. The Sayyid is like this. That even though Brei Pirag Ofen is really a choyl, it's a brocha which we say even during the week, but when I'm using it to perform something of Kedusha, then it transforms itself because the Kedusha superimposes itself on this bracha, and it becomes a Dover Kodesh as well. That means that something more Kodesh has the ability to be male, this bracha to become Kodesh as well. Says the Oy Sameach, Yom Kippur which falls on Shabbos, so Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosoin. If it's Shabbos Shabbosoin, then it transforms the Shabbos and gives it Dinei Yom Kippur. It gives it Dinei Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur itself, which falls on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, the Shabbos itself, becomes also to eat Mekoyach, the Din, the Yom Kippur, which changes Shabbos. Now, it's Shabbos itself, it's also free to eat. That's the Oy Sameach's Yisrael. Mele is not the Oy Sameach, he's Cholik Rabbi Kivega. And he says, Rabbi Kivega says, L'choyro, mitzin Shabbos you're going to make Kiddush. Says the Oy Sameach, no, you're not going to come along and make Kiddush. That's what the Oy Sameach says. I was clearing, So what's going to be? What was our shayla? Be mekabel Shabbos early, and eat a suda. But Shabbos which falls on Yom Kippur, there's no Shabbos anymore, Rogiltika Shabbos. A Shabbos which falls on Yom Kippur, the Shabbos changes and becomes Yom Kippur Tika Shabbos. Elam, are you going to tell me? So be mekabel Shabbos early, and I'll be mekabel a regular Shabbos. When do I say I can mekabel a regular Shabbos? That's only a regular Shabbos which later on is going to remain a regular Shabbos. But a Shabbos which is going to be Yom Kippur Tikkun Shabbos, which is going to remain Yom Kippur Tikkun Shabbos, then I can't be mekabel this sort of quasi Shabbos which is going to last a couple of minutes. That I can't do. I only have a right to mekabel Shabbos which is appropriate Yom Kippur Tikkun Shabbos. That's the Dvar Aloha. I want to tell you a Moedika Madura Bashal Mashal I saw in Bob Metzia. The Gemara Bob Metzia brings a Moedika story. There was a machlekes in the between the Mesid of the Rakia and a Kodesh Baruch. The Gemara said, Kodesh Baruch said, Tohar. And the Mesid Turkiya said, Tommy, Gemara Bom Metzia. Gemara brings that there was an Amira who's a big Boki in Halacha. So they brought this Amira to Shemayim to be able to come along and pass it for them. That's an unbelievable Gemara. Mamish is a swear Gemara Bom Metzia about in Peik Serchus Apoyim. So the Madur Bas asks, he said, don't understand, who's in the Mesid Turkiya? From Misha Avinu, from Avinu, Yitzchok, Yaakov. If already they can have a Machlokes on Kodesh Baruch Hu, why can't we go Bas Aroif? We have a clan, Chochen Acharoif. If we go Bas Aroif, and then they sit to the Rakia, let's go Bas Aroif. A. And B, what's it going to help to bring this Amira from Olam Hazeh up to Shemai? That's the Madur Bas Lamashol's kasha. It's not the Madur Bas Lamashol. It's good just to hear this Madur Bas Lamashol. Unbelievable Madur Bas Lamashol. He says, when we have an argument, we're sitting in Olam Hazeh, and we have arguments about Halacha. This says like this, and he says like this. What's the pshat that we go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a roif? Why don't we say that some person is smart, and some person is not so smart? Well, this person makes a toss and this not. Zukam Azul Basel Mashal says like this. He says, Be'etzem, every person could be mechaven to the emes. But because of the tightness of Olam Hazeh, and the Eitzahora, that's the Azul Basel Mashal. Mamish, he says this, he saw it. He says, therefore, people aren't able to see clearly the correct way of thinking. They aren't able to think the proper way, and they're influenced by certain other factors which force them to make a wrong decision. Meir HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that. So he instituted the din of Hochon HaCharoiv. The din of Hochon HaCharoiv enables people to understand that even though each person might make a mistake, but because we have a roiv, we assume that roiv people will come to the right decision. That's what Adur Masa Mahashol says. That's what Adur Masa Mahashol. Olam Hazeh, there's none of this problem. Olam Hazeh, a person already is released of all his tivus, his yitzhar and everything. Olam Hazeh. He's released of all his tivus and all his covert and everything else. He's mechaber le'emes. Olam Hazeh. Then a ma'aser, we don't care. Then we don't have a din of roif. If we don't have a din of roif, even there's a mesitta to a kiyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no din of going boss a roif. That's a madrul basal mashal. So then, why did the Gemara say they have to bring the samayir up to Shemayim? Because had they not brought the samayir up to Shemayim, then he would be in Olam Hazeh. If it would be in Olam Hazeh, then he'd still have to go boss a roif. The only way that we can release ourselves from this din of going boss a roif is to bring him to Shemayim and to go boss a roif. That's the madrul basal mashal. Gab over there, he asked the Kasha, how's the Shaykh Bechlal to have a Machlokes HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's something I have to understand. That's Toil on the Sugya and Bomb Sindach Nuntes, the Kapatoil of Beshamayim. I wrote down the original Shaila. The Kapat, what's the Halocho? If I've been Mekabel Shabbos already, and I want to tell someone who hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos to do a Melocho for me. It's very interesting to know what the Nakuda of this Shaila is. It's what, when we ask such a Shaila, what's the Nakuda of the Shaila? Many, many different Mahalchim. I want to tell you one way of thinking, one yesoid. There's a Moritik Chassam Sofer. So the Choyah, first of all, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is that even though the Choyah does not Amir Lakam Shavuz, but even though normally the din is Ein Shliachet Ba'Avir, over here the Yid who I'm sending hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos, Lechoyah, he's Ein Abachiyuva. Ein Abachiyuva means he's not Mechuyav on Chilo Shabbos. If he's not Mechuyav on Chilo Shabbos because he hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos, so therefore it's Shaya Shlichus. So if it's Shaya Shlichus, I can make him my Shliach and I'll be Chayiv. So if he does a Melocha for me, even though he wasn't Mechuyiv, but he's my Shliach and he's a Jew, therefore I should be Chayiv because Yeh Shliach Edva Aveira Ba'ein Abachiyuv. That's one way of understanding the Shaya. Tell you a Moedik Yisoy. Chassam Sofer says like this. Chassam Sofer says, what happens if, let's say, a Yid would tell a Kohen to go into the Beis HaMikdash? A Kohen is mutter to go into the Beis HaMikdash. A Yid is also to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So Lechoyah would say, if a Yisrael tells the Kohen to go into the Beis HaMikdash, for the Kohen is called Ein Abachiyuva, he's not also for him to go into the Beis HaMikdash. For the Yid, it's also. So I would say, Yishliach Edva Aveira, and the Yisrael is going to be Chayav. That's what the Das Meisenis. That would be l'choyer the logic. Who I didn't forget. If a Kohen would tell Yisrael to go on the Beis HaMikdash, so the Yisrael is a Bachiyuva, so l'choyer the Kohen would be chayev. The Kohen would be potter, because even though we say Yishlichus to the Kohen, but the Kohen is not Mechoyev, so all he gets is the going into Beis HaMikdash, which for a Kohen is mutter. That's l'choyer what I would say. It's not the Chassam Sofer name. We don't say like that. And so you must be this Yisrael to explain a little bit what is Shlichus. When I send the Shliach, it's not Pshat, that Kilu, I'm mamish doing the action which I send the Shliach to do. That means to say, you could understand, the Shlichus is I send the Shliach, and now we look as if I'm mamish doing that action. That's not the Pshat, no such thing. Because Lemaisa, I once heard a thought from Bruce. Bruce said, if I send someone on vacation, Bruce was a Rosh Yeshiva based at Talmud, he said, if I send someone on vacation, so Lemaisa, if I come back, I make him my Shliach for vacation, I still don't have a rest. Can't make shlichus for vacations. Yeah? Could they? You can experience it. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. But the Vatz is no such thing. I sent someone skiing, I never went skiing. No such thing. As much as I can want him to be the skier for me, but I never went skiing. I sent someone as a shliach, it's not a shaykh that I mamish did the action. Can't be called that I actually went and did the action which I sent him to do. Elamai what? Shaykh is that the Torah was mechadish and shlichus, that I can make a shliach that is considered that through the shliach I can also do the action with the guf of the shliach. That means I don't necessarily need to do the action only with my guf. I can do the action with the guf of the shliach. Therefore, if I do the action with the guf of the shliach, it's called I'm yaitzer the mitzvah. When the Torah requires my guf to do it, enochanami, then I won't be able to be chayav. But the meister Torah is mechadish. I can do an action with the guf of someone else. Ritzicha, if you hold the shliach of avir according to Shammai, I can murder with someone else's guf. The Torah was enabled me to be miyachas, to call him my meister. Oy bazoi, I'm sorry?
Okay, yeah.
Oy bazoi, if that's the yisoi, it's not Torah on all the rest of the shlichus is meister, miyachas, and the serious koichas. Look, Kashul is it. Yeah, it's an other sort of thought. Oy bazoi, so if I send the shliach, let's say, to go into the Beis HaMikdash, Yisrael sends the shliach to go into the Beis HaMikdash, the first thing we have to look at, what is this meister? What is this action? The action which is being done is a Kohen going into the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen going into the Beis HaMikdash, there's nothing wrong with that. It's Mutter. It's a Maisa Muteris. So what Maisa does the Yisrael get? The Yisrael who sends the Kohen into the Beis HaMikdash gets a Maisa Muteris. So in other words, we found the legal loophole. The Yisrael managed to take the guf of a Kohen, send this Kohen into the Beis HaMikdash, and when Mithyach is in this Maisa, and then Meila, he's got a Maisa Muteris, therefore he's not Ibn Yisrael. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Hey, Bazoi, if that's the din. So when Yisrael hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos yet, L'chor, if Yisrael hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos yet, the Maisa, the action he's doing, is Bechlau no Chilo Shabbos. It's not Pshat that it's a Maisa which is not over. Right? Sometimes you have an action, a kofa. A woman is makif a man. Right? She takes off his pants. So the action is an action which is awesome. But the woman is not over. Here, a man who hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos, it's not Bechlau Chilo Shabbos. And on my words, when I misyachas to the Yisrael, maybe then it's called, and now it's called Chilul Shabbos. The Teretz is the action the Yisrael gets is an action which a Yisrael who wasn't the Kabbal Shabbos did. If the action which the Yisrael gets is an action which the Yisrael who wasn't the Kabbal Shabbos did, that action is not a Maisa Asura. It's a Maisa Moteres. If it's a Maisa Moteres, then even if I owe the Yishliach Leva Aveiro, over here Bechlav is no Ava Aveiro. So therefore the action I'm going to get is going to be Mutzal Legam. Oh, so what do you mean by Amir La'akum? What's your question? Enochanamis, that's why it's Shavuos. That's why Takis Nochayv as Yeshiach as Avir. That's Kufa, the Pneishu Asakashi. He's asking me, L'choy Amir La'akum, why is it awesome? Adarabba, that's the biggest riot. Amir La'akum, the Pneishu asks, the grandfather of the Pneishu. So why don't I say by Amir La'akum, why do I have to come on to Shavuos? Typically, as Yeshiach as Avir, I Yeshlichus La'akum, so Rashi Bom Matzias says that we say Yeshlichus La'akum L'chumr. So everybody asks, the vote for it, the Kashim, the Sivus. Grandfather Pnei Shua, why don't we say Shliach Vaver? What do I have to come on to Amir La'akum Shavuos? This is the Teretz Kufa. The Teretz is because the Maisa, the Akum, is not doing Chilul Shabbos Bechla. So the action which the Yisrael would get would be an action which isn't Chilul Shabbos. So you won't be Chayiv Ashlichus. You can only be Mechayiv about this Din of Shavuos.
Why isn't it Mutzal
Gavuz? Chazal Mamachim. Chazal Mamachim is Shavuos. They don't want me to be able to do Melachos through other things. But that's the Vot of Shavuos. Other Rabbah. That's the Kedah of Shavuos. Another Teretz. Another Yesoid, which is the Yesoid of the Beis Meir. Yesoid of the Beis Meir says, which we mentioned a little bit before, Beis Meir says the Teret, something called Dovash HaBegufoy. Ksoi says, by Tfilin, why can't I make the Shliach for Tfilin? The Ksoi says, because Tfilin is Dovash HaBegufoy. I'll explain that it's something that your goof needs to do. So the Beis Meir says, that Shabbos as well is a Dovash HaBegufoy. What's Shabbos is a Dovash HaBegufoy? That means, even though the actions which I'm doing on melachos, but the get of the action, the is of the action, is that my guf didn't rest. What does it mean my guf didn't rest? That means through this action, it's called that I wasn't nach b'shabbos. Mele, therefore, the Beis Meir says it's never shaykh b'chlal, a musak, an idea of shlichus by Shabbos. Why is it not shaykh a musak or shlichus by Shabbos? Because something that is double shebe gufoy, we understood, the Ktzai says, the Ktzai explains in Kedushin, something which is double shebe gufoy, it's not shaykh to make a shlichus. So because it's not shaykh to make a shlichus, lo nemro, pasha azeh in melachos of Shabbos. Kum dois, the person's being mekabel Shabbos, and he wants to tell someone else, he hasn't been mekabel Shabbos. But Kivei Gagav speaks about it, just like Gagav, he brings out other Maimon Kremis, there's a Rashba with a Ram. But l'chor, the people we're saying, so either ask the first story, because the mice said the action which I'm doing is not chilul Shabbos, so therefore it's not shaykh, because it's going to be more to me for zu, and for a yid there's no din of amir la'akum l'chor, or because b'chlal, by Shabbos it's dovah shebe gufa, it's something which I need to do, it's something which my guf needs to be involved in, therefore something which my guf needs to experience the chilul Shabbos, if I make a shliach, to try and be mechalal Shabbos, to do something for me, it's not called b'chlal, it's shaykh shlichus. This would apply enough to me, even on Shabbos itself. If I tell someone who doesn't know that it's Shabbos, he's shoygig, yeah? Or other cases, shoygig, we hold the shliach of ba'avir. So on Shabbos, if I tell someone to do for me a melocha, so then l'choyra coins the first teretz, the maizah is going to be shliach of ba'avir. So I'll be chayit. Coins the second way we're learning, it's dovah shebegufoy, then b'chlal, it's not shaykh, the whole parsha of shlichus by Shabbos, then even in that case, the maizah there'll be a din, of not shliach of ba'avir, that b'chlal, the person who's doing it is going to be chayit, and I'm also not going to be chayit b'chlal. Okay, schwach. Sure.